91X News.
It's 16 and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Brett Bullen. The Belleville Professional Firefighters Association has given its support to mayoral candidate Mitch Panchuk. In an interview with QNET News, President Jim Donovan explained the association's choice to endorse Panchuk after not endorsing a candidate in the last election.
We did not in the last campaign, but the campaign before we did. So it is not always usual, and it is not always typical, but we believe we need change within the city. We believe that, and this is the time to make it, and we want to affect change from the top down.
Donovan believes Panchuk will provide a better platform for the Firefighters Association to be heard.
Well, right now we have really no approach to anybody at the top end of council, and there's just not been a relationship there. There's not been one ever provided, and we feel that a lot of things that are slipping through the cracks that we would like to see approached and done, and we believe that through communication with Mitch, at least we'll be able to get our voice heard.
The municipal election takes place October 22nd, with internet voting starting as early as October 9th. Some Belleville residents are asking City Council to ban the use of leg hold and body gripping traps in Belleville. This follows an incident in July where a beaver was caught in a trap in the Stanley Park area. Sierra Terry has more.
I don't like this happening in my city. I don't like this happening in my backyard. Is this the way we treat our national symbol?
Doug Knutson is one of the people who rescued the beaver. At council last night, he said Belleville needs to work with nature instead of against it.
If we're going to keep expanding our urban areas into wildlife areas, we should come up with, you know, policies or procedures or devices that allow the wildlife to coexist with us.
Councillor Kelly McCaw says she is particularly concerned about public safety.
If these traps have the ability to snag, trap, snare your family pet, consider what they'll do to a child or what has been done to a child already.
Councillor Mitch Panchuk says the city must find different ways to deal with beavers in Belleville.
I just think that in 2018, this is not something that I'm proud of. I'm embarrassed that as a city council, I wasn't aware that this practice has been going on.
Council asked staff to write a report outlining policies and procedures for the issue. It will be presented at the next council meeting on October 9th. Sierra Turry, QNET News, Belleville.
In provincial news, police say a 54-year-old woman charged with impaired driving had her 14-month-old grandson in her vehicle when she crashed in Whitby Monday night. Durham Regional Police say the driver of the SUV lost control and crashed through a fence before trying to flee the scene. Officers found the woman and her grandson in the car and say the child was taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. A Whitby woman is charged with impaired operation of a motor vehicle and failure to remain at the scene of an accident. Police say the woman's name is being withheld to protect the child's identity. Veteran Affairs Minister Seamus O'Regan is ordering officials to stop providing support and services to veterans' family members who are incarcerated in a provincial or federal facility. O'Regan also told the House of Commons today that he has instructed his department to review its policies governing who can be covered for department services.
I am directing the department to immediately address its policy in providing treatment to family members under extenuating circumstances such as conviction of such a serious crime.
This follows outrage over Veteran Affairs Canada covering the cost of PTSD treatment for a Halifax man convicted of killing an off-duty police officer. Police say a 27-year-old man is dead after a drive-by shooting outside a Toronto community centre. Investigators say a small group was outside the community center on Monday night when a dark-colored four-door car approached and fired as many as 10 shots before the car sped off. Police say 27-year-old Paul Rizik of Toronto was pronounced dead at the scene. They say investigators believe there were many people in the area at the time of the shooting and are appealing for a witness to come forward. Canada's public safety minister says the federal government is playing a supporting role to provinces and municipalities as they help parts of the national capital region smashed by tornadoes last week. Ralph Goodale toured the Ontario community of Dunrobin, west of Ottawa, and says he's struck by the severity of the damage.
When you see the devastation up front, it is stunning and heart-rending. And the random, capricious nature of it is something you see immediately. A home that's been totally destroyed, nothing left but kindling.
Tornadoes swept across the Ottawa region and the Quebec city of Gatineau on Friday, leveling homes and knocking out power grids along their way. Ontario's environmental watchdog is criticizing the Progressive Conservative government for dismantling the province's cap-and-trade system without putting an effective climate change program in place to replace it. In a report Tuesday, Environmental Commissioner Diane Sachs says the government's decision could reverse the progress Ontario has made in cutting greenhouse gas emissions over more than a decade. Ontario Premier Doug Ford made cancelling cap-and-trade one of his key campaign promises. Environment Minister Rod Phillips defended the move on Tuesday, saying Bill 4 specifies there will be emission targets. Phillips said a more detailed climate change plan will be presented this fall, and the environmental commissioner will be better able to judge then. In international news, it's 3 to 10 years in prison for comedian Bill Cosby. That's the sentence for the 81-year-old entertainer for drugging and molesting a Canadian woman at his suburban Philadelphia household. Lindsay Davis reports from the courthouse in Norristown, Pennsylvania.
Bill Cosby had the opportunity, and the judge reminded him. They asked him directly, are you sure you don't want to say anything? He had the opportunity to have the final word prior to the judge's sentencing. He chose to stay quiet.
Cosby's sentence comes 5 months after his conviction in the first celebrity trial of the Me Too era. Andrea Constand is one of about 60 women who have accused Cosby of sexual misconduct. U.S. President Donald Trump's address to the U.N. General Assembly has drawn blank stares, head shakes, and even laughter from world leaders. During his opening line, Trump bragged about how successful his administration has been and paused while other leaders laughed.
In less than 2 years, my administration has accomplished more than almost any administration in the history of our country. America's so true. Didn't expect that reaction, but that's okay.
Trump has long claimed that his predecessor's weak leadership prompted other nations to laugh at the U.S. That's QNET News on 901X to 10407. Sports is next.
Belleville Transit would like to say welcome to new Loyalist students and welcome back to those returning. Here's how Belleville Transit can make your life easier. Get your Loyalist semester bus pass and save. Unlimited access to all Belleville Transit routes at one low cost. And don't forget about Route 10, your direct link between Loyalist College, the Quinty Mall, and Walmart Plaza. For complete route and fare information, go to belleville.ca, click on Residence, then Transit.
Belleville Transit, where can we take you?
In sports, an assault charge against former Toronto Blue Jays pitcher Roberto Osuna has been withdrawn. The 23-year-old pitcher signed a peace bond Tuesday, bringing an end to the alleged domestic violence incident. Major League Baseball suspended Osuna without pay for 75 games for the incident and violating its domestic violence policy. Osuna was dealt to the Astros following suspension and came on to a chorus of boos as the Astros beat the Jays in Toronto on Monday in his first appearance of a three-game matchup. The Jays will play game two of their three-game series with the ALS-leading Houston Astros tonight. Sam Gaviglio gets the ball for the Jays, looking to avenge a 5-3 loss last night, while rookie Josh James throws for the Astros. First pitch scheduled for 7:07. In hockey, there are 7 preseason games in the NHL tonight, including 3 Canadian teams in action. Vancouver travels to Edmonton to take on Connor McDavid and the Oilers in an all-Canadian affair, while the Calgary Flames host Erik Karlsson and the San Jose Sharks. Both those games start at 9 p.m. In the Ontario Junior Hockey League, Wellington Dukes fell 2-1 to Aurora Tigers today. Dawson Ellis scored his first goal of the season to tie the game in the second for the Dukes, but it wasn't enough as the Tigers' early goal in the third period stood up as the eventual winner. After games on back-to-back nights, the Dukes now have a few days off to prepare for their battle with Bay of Quinte rivals, the Trenton Golden Hawks, on Friday. Trenton is also in action later tonight when they welcome the Brampton Admirals in. Puck drop for that game is 7:30. The Golden Hawks made a couple of roster moves for some OHL talent yesterday, acquiring goaltender Anand Oberoi from the Erie Otters, as well as defenseman Mason Hardy from the Mississauga Steelheads, and Ethan Cardwell was assigned to the team from the Saginaw Spirit. To make room for the new additions, goaltender Tanner Shepard and forward Kevin Stiles were traded to the Pickering Panthers. The Belleville Senators finished up their second day of training camp today. The team will be back on the ice at 10:15 tomorrow. Doors open to the public 15 minutes before ice time. The Sens have their first preseason game Friday when they host the Lavelle Rocket. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today: showers, about 5 millimeters of rain, high of 20 and a humidex of 28. Tonight, showers, risk of thunderstorm overnight, about 10 to 20 millimeters of rain, and it'll feel like 20 degrees. Tomorrow, a few showers ending in the afternoon, then cloudy, risk of a thunderstorm early in the morning, about 5 millimeters of rain with a high of 22, and the humidex will feel like 29. It's 4:10, it's 16, QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Brett Bullen, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 6.